head over and just send like information and just a quick summary of the offer.
Carpenter Network.
Hi, I was hoping to get in touch with Debbie or Rick.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. My name's Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
With what?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just looking to follow up with you, actually. We mailed you an offer a couple weeks ago based on your D&B business credit profile that you guys have and your borrowing history you guys have with First Financial Bank. And I just wanted to follow up with you guys and introduce myself, see if there's anything coming up we can help you with. You're pre-approved with us for both equipment and capital. Are you guys looking to, like, for example, bring on any new trucks like that for your business or any other sort of equipment right now?
We are, but we just paid for it instead of borrowing.
Oh, okay. You paid for it outright with cash?
Uh-huh.
Okay, gotcha. What did you bring on, a truck or something?
Yes.
Nice. Is there
We've got several different things. But, yeah, that... We do have a line of credit if we need it.
Nice. Is that through First Financial?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's definitely good to have a relationship with a local bank nearby. But if anything comes up that they, like, can't help you with, or say, for example, if you guys get really busy and have a lot of jobs coming up and need to bring on another truck, for example, we can help you. Like I said, you're already pre-approved with us. Is there a good time I should follow up with you guys? Maybe, like, around tax season, some business owners bring on equipment right before tax season to make sure they take advantage of Section 179.
That'll be fine.
Okay, cool. And I can also just send you a quick email so you have my information on file. So if anything comes up, you can contact me right away and I'll get you guys taken care of. I know, like, with the bigger banks, sometimes they'll cap you on the line of credit, or they can actually pull it if they don't like the way you're using it. Do you guys use it a lot, or...?
No, we only done it once when we were working on a fairly large job, and so we don't use it unless we have to.
Yeah, sometimes those big projects, it kind of takes a while to get paid on those, and you got to kind of do all the costs up front. So, yeah, if anything like that comes your way again, and you ever want to take on a really big project to help grow the business, and you don't want to have to use, you know, your line of credit, all the money in your bank account, we can help you. What is a good email address for you guys, Debbie?
It's carpenterdirtwork@gmail.com.
Okay, carpenterdirtwork@gmail.com. Okay, cool. I'm going to send you an email in a few minutes and address it to you and Rick.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's your husband, right?
Yes. And my son is Brent.
Your son is Brent. Okay, cool. He's involved with the business as well?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. If we can get you guys, like, capital right now, could you use that to grow your business at all for, like, an advertising campaign or anything like that you can think of?
No, we don't need any credit right now.
You guys are plenty busy right now, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, Debbie, I appreciate your time. I'm going to send you just one quick email, and I'll follow up with you maybe around November or something. Is that okay?
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.